Live from NPR News in Washington, I'm Lakshmi Singh. The U.S. is the 23rd country in the 30-member NATO alliance to formally approve Finland's and Sweden's membership. Today, President Biden signed off on their applications. The historically neutral countries asked to join NATO after Russia invaded Ukraine in late February. Biden has said that Russian President Vladimir Putin's attempts to block NATO's expansion have backfired. A U.S. appeals court rules that the Treasury Department can turn over former President Donald Trump's tax returns, as well as those for his trusts and limited liability companies, to the House Ways and Means Committee. In a tweet, the committee said it expects, quote, to receive the requested tax returns and audit files immediately. The news comes one day after the FBI executed a search warrant of Trump's Mar-a-Lago residence in Florida over a separate issue related to presidential documents. The raid is drawing strong reaction from both sides of the political aisle. NPR's Windsor Johnson reports Democrats are calling the move a significant step for the Justice Department, while Republicans are blasting it as a politically motivated stunt.
House Minority Leader Kevin McCarthy is hinting at a possible investigation into Attorney General Merrick Garland if Republicans take back the chamber after the midterm elections. Speaking on NBC, House Speaker Nancy Pelosi fired back at those claims.
Whatever the leader is saying is probably idle, but nonetheless, we believe in the rule of law, and no person is above the law, not even the President of the United States. Not even a former president of the United States.
The FBI's raid on Trump's Florida estate is reportedly linked to a Justice Department investigation into whether he improperly removed classified documents from the White House before he left office. Windsor Johnston, NPR News, Washington.
The perils of aging infrastructure suddenly became very apparent in Newark, New Jersey this morning in the form of a gaping sinkhole. Karen Yee of member station WNYC reports officials are going door-to-door delivering water to residents after a water line burst.
A 140-year-old transmission line ruptured in Branch Brook Park early in the morning, causing the street to cave in and swallow a car.
It literally absorbed the entire vehicle.
Anthony Iacono is Belleville's township manager and says the aging water line likely broke due to wear and tear. The 72-inch water main break is affecting 100,000 residents in Newark, Bloomfield, and Belleville. Officials say those homes have low water pressure or none at all. They're urging residents to boil their water until the water main break is repaired. For NPR News, I'm Karen Yee.
This hour, U.S. stocks are trading lower. The Dow is down 65 points. The Nasdaq has fallen 155 points, or 1.2%. It's NPR News. Schools nationwide are facing a serious problem weeks before the new school year begins, a shortage of teachers. Randy Weingarten, president of the American Federation of Teachers, tells ABC News that in order to attract good teachers into the hundreds of positions open nationwide, respect has to be restored.
We've had a teacher shortage for a long time. It's worse this year because of the after effects of COVID, but it's also worse this year because of the politics of the situation, because of the culture wars, because of the book banning, because of the shaming and blaming of teachers.
ABC reports experts warn there could be more than 300,000 open positions by 2024. The presidential elections in Kenya have been marked a low voter turnout. NPR's Ada Peralta reports preliminary numbers show just over 56% of registered voters have cast a ballot.
For decades, Kenya has been a bulwark of democracy in East Africa. Unlike many of its neighbors, Kenyans cherished their elections and came out in huge numbers. In 2013, 85% of registered voters cast a ballot. In 2017, it was 75%. But over the past two decades, the country's elections have been marred by violence and irregularities, and many voters say they no longer trust the system and they don't care to vote for politicians who seem incapable of addressing Kenya's big issues. Millions of Kenyans did show up to the polls for this presidential election, but lines that usually snake around city blocks were replaced by empty precincts. Ada Peralta, NPR News, Nairobi.
It's NPR.